Ron DeSantis signs bill protecting Florida from green energy zealots. By Hannah Knudsen on May 21, 2024. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., made waves after signing legislation on Wednesday designed to protect the Sunshine State from what he described as green energy zealots. "The legislation I signed today will keep windmills off our beaches, gas in our tanks, and China out of our state," the governor said at the time, noting that his administration is restoring sanity in our approach to energy and rejecting the agenda of the radical green zealots. "Furthermore, we're going to ensure foreign adversaries like China have no foothold in our state," DeSantis added. HB 1645, Energy Resources, is perhaps the bill receiving the most attention, as it deprioritizes climate change and rolls back the phrase climate change in state statutes. A summary of the measure reads: allows resiliency facilities in local government comprehensive plans and specify districts. Requires rural electric coops and municipal electric utilities to enter into mutual aid agreement for restoring power after natural disaster. Requires public utilities to provide notice to PSC of power plant retirements. Authorizes PSC to approve voluntary electric vehicle charging programs. Prohibits construction, operation, or expansion of certain wind energy facilities and wind turbines. Requires PSC to conduct assessment of state's electric grid and natural gas facilities against physical and cyber threats. Requires PSC to evaluate feasibility of using advanced nuclear power technologies. Requires DOT to study hydrogen fueling infrastructure to support hydrogen-powered vehicles. DeSantis also signed HB 7071, Foreign Investments by the State Board of Administration, as well as HB 1331, Commodities Produced by Forced Labor. Florida rejects the designs of the left to weaken our energy grid, pursue a radical climate agenda, and promote foreign adversaries, DeSantis said on X, sharing an infographic with information detailing the legislation. Related video, CNN, gas price spike due to climate change, shows need to act on climate. The infographic states that radical green zealots want to impose their climate agenda on people through restrictions, regulations, and taxes, providing examples, such as forcing people into electric vehicles, EVs, and spending more tax dollars on Green New Deal agenda items. Steve McLaughlin, who describes himself as a meteorologist and climate change reporter for NBC Miami, is among those who have taken issue with DeSantis and the state legislature rolling back the term climate change, a favorite phrase among leftists. "As Florida is on fire, underwater and unaffordable, our state government is rolling back climate change legislation and language," McLaughlin wrote on X, posting a video of his response. Related video, Biden, "I've declared a climate emergency practically speaking."